Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
As is the case during the waning days of every legislative session, yesterday was a mixed bag. As we alerted you in the morning, the Senate took up two legislative referendums, one to require parental consent prior to a minor getting an abortion, and another to require schools to get parental permission before teaching anything of a sexual nature. The hero of the day was the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Senator Terry Murphy of Cardwell. He carried both bills on the floor and fought the good fight. In the end, consent for abortion passed 29-21 on a straight party line vote. All Republicans voting yes, all Democrats voting no. The second bill was a different story. It wound up failing on a tie vote, 25-25. This time, four Republicans joined all Democrats in voting no. It's frustrating, but it is what it is. We fight hard, but we don't win everything, and that's not always a bad thing. Two votes in recent days have reminded me that these battles are fought on many levels. As President Lincoln reminded us in the Gettysburg Address, we are a nation of the people, by the people, and for the people. It dawned on me yesterday that only one of those is static. The other two are dynamic. We are a nation of the people. As long as our Constitution doesn't change, that standing doesn't change. It's our birthright. Of the three, it's the only one that's inherent. The other two depend on our involvement. A nation by the people. That requires active participation by the citizens, by we the people. It's going to be government by somebody, and it's up to us to make sure that those somebodies are clear-thinking, intelligent people with fortitude, character, honor, and above all, the knowledge that God exists and that we're not Him. Only if we elect those types of people can the third promise exist, a government for the people. The laws that are passed will be for someone, and that someone will either be the citizenry or powerful special interests, career politicians, and those who trust more in the power of government than in the people themselves. John Adams said that our Constitution was written for a moral and religious people and is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. The bill that failed yesterday failed because we don't have enough moral and religious people serving in government. But it's not just government. It comes down to each one of us, active not just on the federal level or the state level, but at the local level. So what if the legislature refused to force schools to get parental permission before teaching sex ed? That shouldn't stop us from enacting opt-in policies school district by school district. It's happening in one school district as we speak. The school board just found out that their schools have been bringing in Planned Parenthood to do sex education assemblies for the past 3 years without the knowledge of the board or the parents. I have a feeling that things are about to change. The same holds true for the Common Core standards that are being adopted. The legislature refused to act, but you can. You can stop this by getting involved in your local school board, writing letters to the Montana Board of Public Education, and even potentially filing lawsuits. What I'm saying is that you have more power than you think. A loss at the state legislature doesn't mean that the issue is lost forever. It just means that more people need to pick up the slack at the local level. Because of the people, by the people, and for the people only works if the people are involved. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.